My name's Sam Gratz. Born and bred in Loosendale. Loosendale's been a big part of my life.
How big's the town?
Just over 400 people.
Do you have Tinder?
Yes.
Can you jump on it for me?
There'll probably be no one in my area.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, so we'll just go like that.
Is that just a big sad searching?
Yeah, it just means there's no one in the area.
Sam's recently moved back to Loosendale after spending his 20s living away. We're hanging out at the local footy grounds. Footy is at the centre of Sam's social life in town, and for most of the guys his age.
If you don't play sport, you struggle to find anything to do.
So that's the main street, is it?
That's the main street.
Oh, yeah, there's a handful of shops, is it?
There's some rural stores down there, obviously the deli, the pub, the police station. So there's a little bit down there.
But this little farming town hit the papers recently thanks to its dating stats from the latest national census. You see, it has
15 single men between the ages of 24 and 34, and we had zero single women.
Zero?
Zero. Like, it didn't take a census to tell us all that. But, I mean, a lot of young families live here, and it's about more, I suppose, if you want to meet someone, you've got to go elsewhere and, meet through friends of friends. And as always, I suppose, we're in the country.
If you met someone, would you expect them to move here?
Very good question. it'd all depend, but obviously that's probably one of the biggest hurdles is if you do find someone, Loosendale is very, very small. And a lot of people struggle with living in... I think that's probably one of the hardest things is the isolation when they move from a bigger town, just living out on the farm or, not being able to talk to anyone. Mm. So, that's a big struggle.
It's not just Loosendale that has a single ladies problem. This is an issue in country towns throughout Australia.
This is a very popular issue in the United States, in the UK, in Germany. That's actually pretty much an issue in every country that has a successful version of Farmer Wants a Wife.
Simon Kustomaha is the Director of Research at the Demographics Group in Melbourne.
That's usually because men tend to stay longer in their little regional areas after graduation, and women tend to move more towards white-collar work and then leave the area, probably for the larger regional towns or for the big cities, and lots of men remain in mining or farming type work.
Simon says there's another big trend at play when it comes to finding love that's causing an imbalance, and that is that, us women, we aim high.
So that's called upward social mobility of women. That means that women tend to only date people or men that are of equal or higher educational standard. So that means that if you are a woman with a very high educational level, you might struggle to find enough men that have a higher education than you, and so you stay single.
Our Loosendale bachelor, Sam, moved away for a decade for boarding school, uni and work. And that's another common shift in rural Australia.
Overall, regional towns are getting older, and you have young people, once they finish high school, leaving to regional centres and to capital cities.
The next stop on our tour of Loosendale is the Country Club, which Sam reckons is one of the town's nicest attractions.
Oh, cool. So this is the Country Club. Do you not want to get caught doing this?
No, it's a ladies' golf, though.
Ah, okay. Ah, ladies' golf.
Ladies' golf on Wednesdays.
Ah. Oh, yeah, there's someone with a kid, someone with grey hair. This just backs up your theory. Yeah, there's lots of mum cars. It's so beautiful. That's one thing I noticed driving out here. It's so green. I didn't expect it to be this green.
I love the trees and, the lush environment.
As the mining boom slows down, Sam reckons we're going to see more people returning to agriculture and more women taking up farming.
My age bracket, when we were young, agriculture wasn't the industry that a lot of people were thinking that there's a future in.
Yeah, like it's not something you don't aspire. Our generation didn't really aspire to be farmers.
No. Hopefully, over the next 5 to 10 years, you might see a few more women coming back, but it'll be interesting.
Have you ever thought about doing something like Farmer Wants a Wife?
No, I haven't, but many people have told me I should try. Just because you live in Loosendale doesn't mean you're stuck in Loosendale. It's not like the old days where, it probably takes a bit to get up to these bigger towns, so I wasn't worried about coming home. That was the last thing on my mind was females. But Yeah, I mean, just because you do live in a postcode doesn't mean you can't go to another one. That probably sounds really, really dodgy, doesn't it?
Hack. Triple J.